Welcome to the next lesson, and this is the lesson that you've all been waiting for, which is, how do you ask for a raise? The simple answer to that is simple. Don't ask for a raise. Don't ask for it. You need to demonstrate that you're worth it. So many people, you know, again, they're focused on their task. They say, hey boss, can I get a raise? Of course he's gonna say no. Like, why would he give you a raise? Oh, because I worked so hard and I did this and this. He doesn't give a shit, or she doesn't give a shit. So never ask for a raise like directly, okay? You need to demonstrate that you're worth it, and you need to be proactive and bring confidence to them. The way that you ask for a raise is by asking for a performance review. Ask your manager, like, you know, it's been 6 months since I worked here and I noticed that we haven't done a performance review. I would love to sit down with you and just go through, like, what are some of the goals of your company? Do you feel I'm performing well? Can we just set this up? And of course, any good manager at least will say, yeah, of course, I would love to sit down with you, because they know that something like that will really help them to increase their productivity as well, and maybe get some more work out of you too. Now, at your performance review, you ask for feedback on what you can do better or to improve. And based on that, you should also ask, or even set by yourself, SMART performance objectives. Now, when you do this, it's not focused on you of getting a pay rise, it's focused on how you can add value to the company. It's about other work. What can you do for them instead of, I want a raise, what's in it for me? Which is not gonna get you very far. Now, the key thing with your key performance objectives is to find a way to tie your pay rise to your demonstration of why you're worth it. So let's say that, you know, you set performance objectives that you help your company to save 10% in accounting fees. Now, if that 10% turns out to be £100,000 a year that you help to save, of course, your manager will say, yeah, I gladly give you a 5 or 10K pay rise because you helped me to save 100K, right? And 10K is only 10% of that. So this is the way that you ask for pay rises, to link it to performance objectives and goals. And this way, your manager is also more able to justify it to their manager, to the company. Like, hey, you know, we've done this annual performance review with Bart. We set this and this and this goal, and if we achieved it, you know, I think it's worth that because it brings the company that. So you kind of help your manager to justify it to the company as well. Another example, you can say, you know, I know that we haven't done the audits for many years. Like, can we actually tie my performance bonus to that? Like, okay, if I finish the audit on time with no penalties, maybe instead of a pay rise, you ask for a bonus, a one-off bonus. And this is a great way if your company doesn't really give pay rises, but they do give bonuses. Like, what projects can you bring up during your performance review, and how much is that worth to the company, and what kind of chunk can you take for that? Another thing you can do is to ask for a new project. Like, maybe there's a long outstanding balance sheet reconciliation, or an issue with a client that nobody wanted to do. And maybe you can link a pay rise to that. So be a little bit creative, but don't just ask for it, you know? Now, here's the thing too, like, what do you do if your manager declines? Now, you can kind of have a feel for this. If a manager declines consistently, you know it's time to jump ship, because it's not going to happen. It wasn't going to happen by just asking for a raise, and even by you going the extra mile and, you know, coming up with this initiative, it's not going to happen. And that happened to me a couple of times before. I asked for a performance review. You know, my manager said, yeah, that looks great, do it, but I'm not going to give you a raise. Like, you know, that kind of arrogant behavior, that led me to look elsewhere, because I know it's not going to happen and I don't want to be stuck there forever without any pay rises. Now, unless you want to stay small and pay rises are not important to you, stay there, the choice is yours. But you got this course because you want to get a pay rise. And this is the way to do it. Now, here's a couple of questions for you to ponder or to consider. I want you to brainstorm all the ways that you can make improvements for your company that justify a pay rise or a bonus once completed. And is it also achievable? Is it something that you can do? Or maybe you can do it with a team member so you both get a bonus and you know that you both have skills that can ensure the completion of that project. And the second step is to write an email or set up a meeting with your manager or your boss to present this plan. I know it's going to take some time for you to, create this, or if you're really committed to this, you can do it today. But I urge you, this is the way to do it. What can you help your company with? Can you save costs? What project can you do that your manager or your company will be really happy with? And what's a chunk of that that you can take once completed that will justify that pay rise or that bonus? Because you added so much more value to your company, so it's a no-brainer for them to give it to you.